Okay, let's see. Greg is calling us from Seattle. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi. A friend of mine was visiting this weekend, and when he took his shirt off, I saw him. You know, he was going to take a shower or something. He has psoriasis all over his upper torso.
Oh, poor guy.
And so they look like, you know, round sores, and they're white in the center, and they're just all over his body. And I know that he's been battling this for, you know, most of his adult life without any success. And I'm just wondering if there might be a natural approach, because I don't believe he's tried anything like that.
Yes, sir. There's actually research within the last 5 years that appears to have gotten to the cause of much psoriasis. And when we can get to the cause, then we usually can get rid of the problem. Now, what that cause was found to be was an autoimmune reaction to a little bacteria that loves living in people's tummies. In fact, the World Health Organization says that nearly half the world's population has got it in their tummies because it's waterborne. It's called Helicobacter pylori. I did not make up that name. Somebody who knew Greek or Latin did. But it just means
Yeah,
it's.
I've heard of it. Same
Okay.
thing for ulcers.
There you go. Same thing for ulcers. And while not everybody who has Helicobacter gets psoriasis, after the first two case studies came out that told us that getting rid of the Helicobacter and, oh my God, the psoriasis went away, then somebody over in Italy organized a giant study with a couple hundred people. And what they found is the worse the psoriasis, the more likely it was to go away with Helicobacter eradication. Now, Helicobacter eradication is usually done with something called a triple antibiotic regimen, which just creates havoc with the gut flora. So, if you want another problem to go with your psoriasis, well, take the triple antibiotics and you might get rid of your psoriasis. But you also might really have intestinal problems from then on in. So if I were going to do this, I would be recommending or thinking about going to see a natural medicine physician who knows how to get rid of Helicobacter without triple antibiotics. And there are a number of things which help to clear up Helicobacter, one of the principal ones being bismuth, which is why Pepto-Bismol has been with us for so many years, because there's so many people with the problem and they find it's relieved by Pepto-Bismol. But do not go take that stuff because unfortunately there is other garbage in the Pepto-Bismol besides bismuth that is not good for us. And we can get bismuth from a compounding pharmacy on prescription that is pure bismuth. Bismuth is an element that only harms Helicobacter, does not harm humans unless you take a large amount. But then there are several other things, and I won't go into all of them, but there are several other things that don't mess with the gut that can clean out the Helicobacter in the tummy. And it's easy enough to prove this, sir. There's various tests for Helicobacter. The one I like the best is called the Helicobacter breath test. What people do is go to a laboratory. They're given a substance. It's a liquid that's harmless to humans. But Helicobacters love it, and they take it in, and they actually make out of it a gas. And that gas comes out in a person's own breath. Yuck. And so people take this stuff in, and a while later they breathe in here. And if they detect that psoriasis gas, I'm sorry, that Helicobacter gas, oh, then we got it nailed. We know it's there. So anyway, sir, he needs to see a doctor who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to help get rid of that Helicobacter, which he probably has, or to help him detect it if it's there and then get rid of it by natural means, which won't screw up the gut. Now, having said all that, and when we can get rid of the cure, that's what we want to do. In the meantime, there are a number of studies on the use of curcumin to at least settle the psoriasis down. It never does seem to get rid of it entirely, but it does settle it down a lot. And one can get curcumin, as you know, out of any natural food store. And it's been used it's as part of the spice turmeric. It's been used for eons and eons in India, particularly, never hurt anybody. And now there are studies that show that curcumin is one of the few things that, gee, just might help us prevent Alzheimer's disease. It's wonderful, the natural remedies. They do so many good things and very few bad ones.
And how much of that a day would someone take in order to,
Yeah, if I had a horrible case of psoriasis, I'd be taking a gram a day, sir. That's what I'd do if I had a horrible
gram a day?
case. Yeah.
All right. And then one last thing. He lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Do you know of any competent, capable naturopath in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, yeah, but he's a competent, capable MD, and his name is David Brownstein. He's fairly famous for all his books about thyroid, but he does a broad range of natural medicine. Now, he's not in Ann Arbor, but he is within driving distance of Ann Arbor. David Brownstein.
What city? Do you know?
No, I wish I did. I'm sorry, but okay. I know it's within driving distance of Ann Arbor.
David Brownstein. Okay, I will turn this information over to him, and hopefully he'll act on it.
I hope so, too. I'd hate to go around for the rest of my life with psoriasis all over my upper body, but really, if he checks in with Dr. Brownstein and says, gee, my friend relayed me this information about a Helicobacter breath test, I bet Dr. Brownstein will say, let's go.
Helicobacter breath test. Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Sounds good. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, sir, and I hope this works for your friend, and you're a good friend for him. Thank you.